A healthy outside starts from the inside. And that is the thought for today. In 2021, it's definitely okay to talk about our mental health and happiness. Humans aren't meant to keep everything inside. It makes us sick. Maybe you're not feeling motivated right now and would like some tools to help. Whatever you need, don't be ashamed of normal human struggles because you deserve to be happy. Now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't even have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is all about. See if it's for you, because you are your greatest asset. For a limited time, 7 Good Minutes listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/7goodminutes. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/7goodminutes. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Wellness Wednesday segment, we learn more about the health benefits of raw honey. Enjoy.
Raw honey has been used as a folk remedy throughout history because it has a variety of health benefits and medical uses. It's been used in some hospitals as a treatment for wounds, ulcers, etc. But many of these health benefits are specific to raw, unpasteurized honey. Most of the honey you find in the grocery stores is pasteurized, and pasteurization uses high temperatures to kill off yeast and bacteria. It can improve the color and texture, remove crystallization, and even extend the life and the appearance of honey that goes into a supermarket. The problem with processing honey is that many of the beneficial effects of raw honey are all destroyed in the process. So if you're interested in using the health benefits found in raw honey, it's always best to buy it from a trusted local producer. So in today's video, I'm going to reveal 7 health benefits of honey, what type of honey you should be using, and how to prepare it to benefit from it 100%. Number 1. Honey can be used to heal wounds and ulcers. This is a natural health benefit of honey that's not very well known, but honey-infused bandages can aid us in the healing of wounds on our body. Peter Charles Mullen, which is a scientist at the University of New Zealand, has discovered that in a multiple of studies, honey has a natural antibacterial wound healing ability. What you do is apply a good amount of honey to a bandage and put it on a wound. Honey reacts with the body's fluid to make hydrogen peroxide, creating an inhospitable environment for bacteria and therefore preventing infections. For the treatment of burns and wounds, honey can be applied directly to the area with a bandage that should be changed every 24 to 48 hours. And with respect to ulcers, honey has also been studied as well. It can effectively treat many types of ulcers in the body. Raw honey can reduce the size, pain, and odor of problematic skin ulcers. But always remember that the honey that needs to be used for this purpose is raw, natural honey, not processed or pasteurized honey that you can find in a supermarket. Number 2, promotes good sleep. Believe it or not, raw honey has the ability of promoting a good night's rest when you take it before bedtime. Honey promotes sleep in 2 very important ways. First, if you consume it before bedtime, it restocks the liver's glycogen supply and prevents the brain from triggering a crisis of, searching for fuel during the night, which can wake you up. And secondly, eating raw honey helps in the release of melatonin in the brain by creating a small spike in insulin levels, stimulating that release of tryptophan in the brain, which later on converts into serotonin and later converts into melatonin. That's the cycle. I consider melatonin to be one of the most powerful hormones in the body, or that the body produces to stay healthy. This hormone increases immunity, helps reveal brain tissue during rest, helps you stay young, and much, much more. If you're not sleeping well, I suggest you supplement on a sublingual melatonin form. Having poor sleep has been shown to be a risk factor for hypertension, obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and even arthritis. Number 3, honey helps fight pollen allergies. In case you didn't know this already, raw bee honey contains bee pollen, and bee pollen is known to protect you against infections, provide natural relief, and boost your immunity. The ability of honey to prevent allergies is based on a concept called immunotherapy, and it's a very simple concept. You see, bees in your neighborhood go from flower to flower collecting pollen that causes you to suffer allergies. And when you consume that local raw honey, you also consume that same pollen that's causing your symptoms. Now, if you consume raw honey from your area, after some time, an allergy sufferer may become less sensitive to the pollen that previously was causing problems. This obviously leads to less seasonal allergies in that area. Many seasonal allergy sufferers have found that local raw honey can indeed help desensitize them from those substances that are triggering that allergic reaction. For example, in a 2013 study, scientists found that eating raw honey in high doses could indeed improve allergy symptoms over a period of 8 weeks. I know of people that suffer from allergies and take a daily tablespoon of honey, and it can really work as an allergy shot. But remember that the type of honey you should be using is always raw honey, because pasteurized honey doesn't contain any pollen, or maybe kills off all the bacteria that can also improve your immune system.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.